Ever wondered what happens when you dump your old, unwanted and unloved paint? Have some lying in the shed for who knows how long but don't know what to do with it? Well, there's one group who would love it. Relove Paint are a non-for-profit group. They salvage your unwanted paint from landfills, mix it, bring it back to life and make any colour you want. I took a trip to their headquarters in Farran Ferris to see them in action. Wayne O'Donovan is the project manager who paints a picture of what they do.
So essentially what we're doing is returning paint that's otherwise going for landfill and we're reusing it and getting it back into society, and it's a full circular economy project. So with the Relove Paint project, what we did was we set up a little paint shop, we brought two people on board, and we work with people who come from addiction services and are in early recovery. They come up here for training and education, and we try, our mission, our aim is to get them back into employment. In fairness, we've been so lucky with Tara, who's amazing in what she does. She's really driving the Relove Paint. Tara's work week would basically be go every second week to different amenity sites. So they're located in Tremor Valley Park, which is Kinsale Road roundabout. We have Raffine Creek, which is down by just by Carrigaline, and also we're starting in Rossmore, which is in Carrigaline. So yeah, we're collecting 1,000 litres a month out of the amenity sites. We're hoping that will build the kind of 1,500 to 2,000 by 2024. So you can see the scale we're operating on has really grown in the last 2 years. We are bringing it back to our workshop, refiltering it, remixing it, and getting it back out into society.
Tara Mulhall is the master behind the mixing of the paint. She can make any colour you can imagine from scratch. With some white paint and a pop of colour, she can mix and match any shade you need. She makes it sound easy, but I doubt it's as easy as it sounds. Maybe it's easy if you have the skills like Tara does.
We'd go through each bin, you know, take all of the paint out, make sure it's good. Well, when you open a bucket of paint, if it's bad, you'll know. It smells absolutely horrendous, you know, but you'd be actually surprised at the amount of paint that people actually throw out that is really good. We'd bring it back to the workshop, we refilter it, we recolour it, repackage it, and then sell it back out to the communities.
Yeah. And can you tell me about when the paint does come here? You said the filtering process and mixing. Can you run me through that?
These are our little filter things here. They're just like sieves, you know. These are our 60 litre drums. You put this in here, you open up your paint, and you'd bring it over here and you'd filter it. So any like dirt or grime or anything really like that's bad or not good, mm-hmm. It'll come through here and it won't get into the new paint. And then obviously it's all mixed up. So as you can see, the buckets are full there. They're ready to go more or less really. Then I get my own buckets. I bring them over. Obviously we have to label them. We have distinctive, like they're like SAR codes that are on the back of them, so that I know what's after going into it, you know. And obviously if people come back, I know the colours by the way I've labelled it on the back of the bucket. Then we just fill the buckets, put the lids on and send them out. That's really kind of it.
How do you do the colour process when it does come to mixing it and getting the shade that you want?
Over time, it has been a lot of trial and error. I suppose now I'm a lot more comfortable in doing it. You can make anything out of white. Once you have enough white, you can make anything. But that dark purple there, you'd put like maybe a beige, and then you'd get a dark red and a dark blue, and you would get that dark purple. Like primary colours are like red, blue, yellow. You can't make them up, but you can make a rainbow out of all of them colours. You know, if someone wanted 30 litres of blue paint, like you could put 25 litres of white paint and you'd only have to use a tiny quantity of the blue, which would be maybe 5 litres, and you could make your 30 litres. So like if someone went to the amenity site with 5 litres of blue paint that they didn't want anymore and it was just sitting in their shed, I could make maybe 130 litres of blue to put back out there, yeah. You know, from that like 5 litres of paint. I feel like I have really, really progressed in what I can do here and now, I suppose from the start. But I was actually quite amazed with what you could do, and I think that's what kind of keeps me kind of driven to keep on doing it, because at the end of the day you are helping the environment.
As we've learned throughout the series so far, collaboration of community groups is the key to success. Cork City and County Councils provide grants to organisations and groups, and with these grants available, Relove Paint can give back to other community groups to give them some colour for their creative projects.
I suppose, charity organisations or voluntary organisations would be what we want to aim at and have been aiming at with the grants. Just in terms of figures, since January, we have done maybe 112 different community groups from, as I said, school sports groups, youth groups, and we hope to build that. I think our aim for 2023 and especially in 2024 is to get it back into businesses and organisations. I know that sustainability is everywhere you look at the moment, in the media, you know, in policy, in your own organisation, everyone's coming up with their own sustainability goals. So what we're trying to do here in Real Love Paint is we're trying to get them sustainability goals reached by yourselves. If you paint one room in your organisation with our paint, that's meeting your goals, because you can say we're actually using paint that should be going to landfill, and it's all about circular economy. We're offering delivery service now as well, delivering to businesses, and I think that's the kind of area we're trying to get into, is we're trying to get large scale businesses, community groups, organizations just to buy it off us and to have that impact. And again, it's all supply and demand. The more the public start bringing back the paint to the mini sites, the more we can mix. Yeah, so our prices are really good. Like, we're €15 for 5.6 litres. We can't be matched anywhere. The larger quantity, the more we look after you here. You know, again, as I said, we're not for profit. We don't expect to make huge money. We just want to create employment. So, like, you know, it's really cheap as well. You know, everything is expensive at the moment, but the paint isn't expensive, lad. So come on away into NCE, look us up on Real Love Paint and we look after you, no problem.
Real Love Paint have been awarded a Pacman Award for their efforts through their collaboration with Cork City and County Council. We wish them all the continued success. If you want to see Real Love Paint, how it's done and what it looks like on the walls, take a trip to Farran Ferris or follow them online at nce.ie. Ars Protect is brought to you by Cork's Red FM, the IBI, and is funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out arsprotect.ie for more info.